Critical thinking isn't just an academic skill, it's a superpower in disguise. In a world where information bombards us constantly, the ability to analyze, evaluate, and form sound judgments has become essential for navigating daily life. This book has been praised by figures ranging from Bill Gates to university professors for its practical approach to developing analytical skills. Since its publication, it has influenced corporate training programs at companies like Google and Microsoft, where critical thinking is considered a cornerstone of innovation and problem-solving. What makes this guide particularly valuable is how it transforms abstract concepts into practical tools anyone can use. Whether you're making personal decisions, analyzing business problems, or simply trying to separate fact from fiction in your social media feed, the frameworks presented here offer a roadmap to clearer, more effective thinking. Critical thinking is the analytical processing of information through observation and logical connection. The ability to interpret facts and reach sound conclusions by assessing information, distinguishing relevant elements, and making reliable judgments. Contrary to popular belief, the term critical doesn't imply negativity. Rather, it derives from the Greek word kritikos, meaning able to judge or distinguish. While no one is born with this skill, curious and reflective individuals develop it through practice. Three fundamental abilities amplify critical thinking: curiosity to gather evidence and embrace new concepts, skepticism to question information, and humility to acknowledge when beliefs are wrong in light of new evidence. Critical thinking manifests differently across professions. Triage nurses use it to prioritize treatments. Plumbers assess appropriate materials for specific jobs. Attorneys examine evidence to develop case strategies. Managers analyze customer feedback to improve service training. What unites these applications is the methodical identification, examination, and resolution of issues instead of relying solely on intuition. John Dewey, considered the father of modern critical thinking, defined it as active, persistent, and careful consideration of a belief or supposed form of knowledge. A true critical thinker can distinguish fact from opinion, recognize concept connections, examine different viewpoints, understand others' goals, investigate positions, justify assumptions, remain conscious of thought processes, analyze arguments, identify logical contradictions, approach issues methodically, avoid hasty conclusions, and adjust expectations with new information. To immediately improve your critical thinking, practice these three skills. Recognize assumptions by separating fact from opinion. Evaluate arguments by analyzing claims impartially while watching for persuasive techniques and personal biases. And draw inferences by making rational claims based on all available information. Various barriers can interfere with effective critical thinking, and individuals must recognize these obstacles to overcome them. Understanding and identifying these barriers in real time is crucial for developing stronger analytical skills. 10 common barriers include egocentric mentality, the inability to empathize with others or see beyond personal perspective. This manifests when people dismiss opposing viewpoints without consideration or assume their experiences are universal. For example, a manager might refuse to consider employee feedback simply because it differs from their own working style. Group thinking, lack of independent judgment when surrounded by others with strong opinions. This often occurs in team meetings where individuals conform to the majority view despite having valid concerns. Organizations can fall into this trap when making strategic decisions, leading to overlooked risks or missed opportunities. Drone mentality, failure to concentrate during important discussions, leading to missed information. This is increasingly common in our digital age, where constant notifications and multitasking fragment attention. During crucial meetings, participants might physically present but mentally absent, missing vital details and nuances. Conditioning to socialization, thinking within comfort zones due to social pressure rather than exploring alternatives. Cultural norms, professional expectations, and peer influence can create invisible boundaries around our thinking. For instance, professionals might reject innovative solutions simply because that's not how we've always done it. Biased experiences. Past experiences that prevent fair conclusions about new situations. Previous negative encounters can color current judgment, leading to premature dismissal of opportunities or people. A person who had one bad experience with a particular technology might reject all similar innovations without evaluation. Stress. Tight deadlines that limit strategic consideration of problems. Under pressure, people often default to quick, reactive decisions rather than thoughtful analysis. This can lead to overlooking important factors and making compromised choices. Arrogance. A closed perspective believing one knows everything, preventing new learning. This barrier is particularly dangerous in rapidly evolving fields where continuous learning is essential. Experts can become so confident in their knowledge that they dismiss new developments or alternative approaches. Fierce nature. Stubborn adherence to personal ideologies despite contradictory evidence. This manifests as an unwillingness to change position even when presented with compelling evidence. It can lead to missed opportunities for growth and innovation. Fear. Lack of confidence hindering creative thinking and risk-taking. This barrier often prevents people from sharing innovative ideas or challenging established practices. Fear of failure or criticism can paralyze decision-making and limit potential solutions. Laziness. Unwillingness to research and learn new things, settling for easy answers. This includes relying on outdated information or making assumptions without verification. In the age of instant information, there's a tendency to accept surface-level understanding rather than diving deeper. These barriers affect everyone to varying degrees, but awareness is the first step toward overcoming them. Regular self-reflection and conscious effort to identify these patterns in your thinking can help develop stronger critical thinking habits. By recognizing when these obstacles appear in your thinking process, you can consciously work to counteract their influence and maintain clearer analytical pathways. Developing specific strategies to address each barrier, such as actively seeking diverse perspectives or setting aside dedicated time for deep thinking, can help maintain objective analysis and decision-making. Asking appropriate questions is crucial for successful critical thinking. The right questions dramatically enhance the effectiveness of the critical thinking process and often reveal more information than initially sought. First, make free-form inquiries using open-ended questions rather than those yielding yes-no answers. Ask, "What is the point of this scenario?" rather than, "Is this the goal of the scenario?" This approach encourages deeper exploration and reveals unexpected insights. Second, steer clear of direct inquiries that contain bias or lead in a predetermined direction. Keep questions impartial without judgmental language. Ask, "What do you think is the best diet available?" instead of, "Don't you believe a vegan diet is healthiest?" Third, identify parameters for your inquiries. While avoiding leading questions is important, leaving inquiries too open can hinder your goals. Establish a precise structure for questions to get efficient, focused answers. For example, ask, "Which American male tennis player is your favorite?" instead of the broader, "Who is your favorite tennis player?" Fourth, continue asking questions until you get what you need. Superficial inquiries allow information sources to withhold crucial knowledge. Rather than planning all questions in advance, probe deeper in directions that yield valuable information. Finally, ensure every response is supported by credible facts and sources. Before believing information, seek studies, scientific evidence, and multiple testimonials. Examine diverse, unrelated sources to verify accuracy and consider opposing viewpoints and their supporting evidence. Critical listening complements effective questioning. Unlike active or empathetic listening, critical listening means to evaluate and assess information against objective facts. It requires determining if messages make sense given known facts, a skill many never develop. 5 essential critical listening skills include determining logic's persuasiveness, examining biases and assumptions, considering data, examining fit to goals, and evaluating completeness. Paul and Elder, 1997, assert that decision makers must understand 2 key aspects of thinking to improve it: recognizing the different parts of their thinking and evaluating how well they employ each one. The elements of thought, reasoning, include: every argument has a purpose, attempts to establish truth or answer questions, makes assumptions, takes a point of view, uses facts and information to support inferences, expresses reasoning through language and concepts, includes interpretations leading to conclusions, and has implications or results. Intellectual standards determine the level of reasoning. According to Paul and Elder, the goal is for reasoning norms to become ingrained in all thinking. Standards include clarity, can you give more details? Accuracy, how might we verify that? Precision, could you be more specific? Relevance, how does that relate to the issue? Depth, what are the challenges? Breadth, do we need other viewpoints? Logic, does this make sense as a whole? Significance, is this the most crucial issue? And fairness, is my reasoning reasonable? When thinking standards are consistently applied to thinking components, intellectual qualities develop: humility, bravery, empathy, independence, integrity, persistence, faith in reason, and fairness. A well-developed critical thinker can pose important questions clearly, collect and evaluate relevant data using abstract concepts, arrive at well-reasoned conclusions, consider various thinking approaches with an open mind, and effectively communicate to solve challenging problems. This framework applies to everyday situations, like distinguishing between real and fake news. A Stanford study found 82% of students couldn't distinguish between sponsored content and news articles. Practicing media literacy requires discussing sources with others, understanding why people choose certain information sources, and regularly analyzing sources together. Similarly, we must examine how social groups influence our thinking. Consider whether your friend circle has forbidden topics or demands certain behaviors. When group members decide something is cool, everyone may conform, regardless of individual opinions. Learn to reframe situations on your own terms and consider multiple perspectives, even when friends only see the negative. Fallacies are common misconceptions that undermine the logic of arguments, typically unfounded or irrelevant claims without supporting evidence. To strengthen critical thinking, learn to identify fallacies in others' arguments and avoid them in your own. The fallacy of the false start, straw man, occurs when someone misrepresents or oversimplifies your argument to make it easier to attack. Rather than addressing your actual position, they present a superficial version they can easily defeat. The bandwagon fallacy assumes a statement is true simply because many people believe it. Popularity alone doesn't validate an argument. This approach fails to consider whether the supporting population is qualified to judge or whether contradictory evidence exists. The fallacy of relying on authority becomes problematic when excessive trust is placed in one person's judgment, especially outside their expertise. A false dilemma fallacy misleadingly divides complex issues into 2 opposing sides, suggesting only 2 mutually exclusive outcomes exist, rather than recognizing most issues can be viewed from multiple perspectives. The fallacy of quick generalization occurs when broad assumptions are made based on insufficient evidence, dismissing plausible counterarguments. The slothful induction fallacy is the opposite of quick generalization, contesting a conclusion despite sufficient logical evidence, attributing results to chance or unrelated factors. The correlation and causation fallacy assumes that because 2 things appear related, one caused the other. Though seemingly simple to identify, this fallacy can be difficult to spot when you want to establish causation to support your claim. The anecdotal evidence fallacy substitutes personal experience for rational evidence. arguments primarily based on anecdotes overlook that isolated cases can't prove broader claims. The middle ground fallacy assumes a compromise between opposing viewpoints is always true, ignoring the possibility that one or both positions could be completely right or wrong. The fallacy of personal skepticism assumes something isn't true just because it's difficult to understand how or why it's true. A claim can't be invalidated based on ignorance. Cognitive biases are systematic errors in thinking that affect decisions and judgments when processing environmental information. Despite its power, the human brain has limitations and tries to simplify information processing, creating these biases. They often function as mental shortcuts for quick decision-making and making sense of the world. Psychologists Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman introduced cognitive bias in 1972, and researchers have since identified numerous biases affecting judgment across social behavior, cognition, economics, education, management, healthcare, business, and finance. Though often confused, logic fallacies and cognitive biases are distinct concepts. A logical fallacy stems from flawed argument logic, while cognitive biases result from errors in thought processing related to memory, attention, and attribution. Common cognitive biases include actor-observer bias, attributing your actions to external factors while blaming others' actions on internal factors; anchoring bias, placing excessive weight on initial information; anchoring bias, focusing on certain things while neglecting others; availability heuristic, overweighting easily recalled information; confirmation bias, favoring information supporting current beliefs; false consensus effect, exaggerating others' agreement with you; functional fixedness, viewing objects as having only specific uses; halo effect, letting perception of one trait affect views of other traits; optimism bias, believing you're more likely to succeed than peers; self-serving bias, blaming failures on external factors while taking credit for successes; and the Dunning-Kruger effect, overestimating one's intelligence and capabilities. Cognitive biases can distort thinking, such as influencing beliefs about conspiracies. However, not all biases are harmful. Many serve adaptive functions by enabling quick decisions in potentially dangerous situations. For example, if you perceive a shadowy figure following you in a dark alley, cognitive bias might prompt you to flee immediately. These mental shortcuts often help avoid danger, even if the perceived threat isn't real. These biases affect many areas of life, from workplace gender prejudice to financial decisions. In the workplace, women historically hold fewer senior positions. Social desirability bias affects self-reported data, requiring businesses to reframe questions, use formal tests, or anonymized responses. In personal finance, at least 40 cognitive biases impair our ability to make wise decisions, including the halo effect and optimistic overconfidence. Research can be conducted through two distinct methods. Inductive reasoning focuses on creating theories, while deductive reasoning evaluates existing theories. Inductive reasoning is a logical thought method where conclusions are reached by combining observations believed to be true to develop broader generalizations and hypotheses. It moves from specific observations to broad conclusions in a bottom-up approach. In inductive reasoning, true premises don't automatically guarantee true conclusions. Deductive reasoning operates in the opposite direction, moving from general to specific in a top-down approach. It uses logical premises and basic assumptions to reach logical conclusions. In deductive reasoning, true premises must lead to true conclusions. We apply inductive reasoning daily when estimating departure times based on traffic patterns or deciding on employee wellness programs based on input. Inductive reasoning combines observations with experiential data to reach conclusions and is often used when little published material exists on a subject. The three stages are 1. Observe, 2. Recognize a pattern, and 3. Construct a theory. Deductive reasoning helps in problem-solving and decision-making, such as identifying the root of customer issues to provide ideal solutions or creating store designs to attract more consumers and increase revenue. Deductive reasoning in research begins with an established theory, from which testable hypotheses are generated and observations made to test these hypotheses. The four stages are: 1. Start with an established theory. 2. Create a hypothesis based on existing theory. 3. Gather information to test the hypothesis. And 4. Review findings to determine whether data confirms or refutes the hypothesis. Examples of inductive reasoning include Jennifer concluding she'll be on time if she leaves at 7 a.m. as usual, or inferring wind direction based on dust cloud patterns. These examples demonstrate how we form general rules from limited observations, though some conclusions may prove incorrect with more data. Examples of deductive reasoning include recognizing that numbers ending in 0 or 5 are divisible by 5, so 35 must be divisible by 5, or understanding that all birds have feathers, robins are birds, therefore robins have feathers. These examples demonstrate the logical progression from established principles to specific conclusions, the foundation of algebraic thinking. Our brains are designed for pattern detection, yet we rarely use this capability to its full potential. Patterns create order in chaos and appear everywhere, in mathematics, nature, arts, business, and more. Recognizing patterns enables us to make educated predictions and develop critical thinking skills essential for success. Pattern recognition, identifying and understanding recurring structures, allows us to apply previous knowledge to multiple problems simultaneously. From scientists tracking COVID-19 symptoms to babies learning facial expressions, pattern recognition is fundamental to human understanding. We use patterns in mnemonics like BODMAS for math operations or VIBJOR for color spectrums, in music through rhythm and melody, and in daily routines. Patterns manifest uniquely across disciplines. In nature, they appear as symmetries, spirals, and tessellations studied since ancient Greek philosophers. In art, patterns create harmony, balance, and movement through repetition. Mathematical patterns underpin tasks from budgeting to advanced calculations. Music consists of recurring patterns that strengthen musicianship. Language acquisition depends on recognizing linguistic patterns. Emotional patterns help us understand social consequences. Business patterns preserve organizational architecture and provide recurring solutions to common problems. The true value of pattern recognition lies in application. Finance professionals use patterns to predict outcomes of business decisions, focusing on anomalies to anticipate potential negative consequences. Scientists analyze patterns in chemical structures and biological test results to improve drug molecules. Beyond professional applications, patterns appear in social spheres through fashion, technology, and behavior trends. The key is to incorporate pattern recognition into everyday life until it becomes second nature, using it to make predictions, decisions, and improvements in effectiveness. Correlation indicates a statistical relationship between two variables, while causation occurs when change in one variable directly results in change in another. Though linked concepts, understanding their differences is crucial for critical data evaluation. Correlation shows variables changing together, but doesn't necessarily indicate a cause-effect relationship. Causation always implies correlation, but correlation doesn't always imply causation. Correlation without causation often involves the third variable problem, where a confounding variable affects both variables, creating an illusion of causal relationship. For example, ice cream sales correlate with sunburn rates not because one causes the other, but because sunny days influence both independently. The directionality problem occurs when correlation exists, but it's unclear which variable affects the other, as with vitamin D levels and depression. Consider a study showing correlation between children's violent video game usage and aggressive behavior. Parental attention could be a confounding factor affecting both gaming habits and behavioral tendencies. Children with poor parental care might play more violent games and show more aggressive behavior. Without accounting for this third variable, researchers can only claim correlation between game playing and aggression, not that one causes the other. Determining which variable influences the other presents challenges in correlational research. With physical exercise and self-esteem, three possible relationships exist. Exercise affects self-esteem, self-esteem affects exercise habits, or they mutually influence each other. Correlational studies lack research control and can't determine directionality, risking incorrect conclusions about cause-effect relationships. Only controlled experiments can demonstrate causal relationships between variables. Experiments test formal hypotheses with high internal validity to establish cause-effect connections. They determine directionality by manipulating an independent variable before measuring changes in the dependent variable. Random assignment creates equivalent groups, eliminating third variable influences, while control groups allow researchers to attribute differences specifically to the intervention being tested. Critical thinking isn't just theoretical. It requires practical frameworks for application. Several powerful tools can help structure your thinking and solve complex problems more effectively. The 5W2H analysis framework helps describe problems comprehensively by examining who, what, where, when, why, how, and how much. For example, when addressing a malfunctioning elevator with budget constraints, the framework examines equipment details, users affected, timing of issues, building specifications, causes of malfunction, maintenance factors, and quantifies the problem scope. This method offers three key advantages. It's generic enough to apply to any situation, requires no specialized training, and provides a comprehensive approach that addresses multiple aspects of a problem. The SCQH, Situation, Complication, Question, Hypothesis framework provides a powerful yet simple structure for defining problems and developing hypotheses. Rather than treating the final component as an answer, viewing it as a hypothesis allows for proper testing. For a soap company losing $100,000 annually since 2020, the complication is potential bankruptcy without new products. Questions focus on causes and solutions, with hypotheses including decreased revenue, possibly from new competition, or increased costs such as raw materials. The MEC, Mutually Exclusive and Collectively Exhaustive Principle, ensures categories don't overlap while covering all possibilities. When paired with synthesis, grouping elements into higher-level categories, it creates clear, memorable structures for problem-solving and communication. A random grocery list becomes much easier to remember when organized into distinct categories like bakery items, frozen foods, and fruits. These categories are mutually exclusive, distinctly different, and collectively exhaustive, covering all items. The 80-20 rule, Pareto principle, states that roughly 80% of effects come from 20% of causes. The key insight is to identify and focus on the vital 20% that produces the majority of results. A graduate student named Mary applied this rule to improve her underperforming blog. By identifying which 20% of her audience generated 80% of her traffic, which topics performed best, and what features appealed to her target readers, she increased her blog traffic by over 220%. Logic trees are powerful visual tools for problem solving that help generate alternatives by breaking problems into key components. They're fundamentally about categorization, logical ordering, grouping, and layering, diving deeper into issues through multiple layers. Four fundamental types include descriptive trees, showing core components, diagnostic trees, identifying why problems occur, solution trees, determining how to solve problems, and trees addressing other questions, who, what, where, when.